Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL. We're going to bring this beer train to the station here. We're going to wrap up the show. We've been having a lot of fun down here in Ypsilanti.
Go figure.
The Corner Brewery, part of the Arbor Brewing Empire, and they're making some great beer down here. If you ever get down to this part of the state, you got to wheel through here. We're sitting out in a beautiful beer garden. There's got to be 20 picnic tables out here, umbrellas on them. They got a big barbecue spread going on.
It's really a cool location.
It is.
This beer garden, I mean, it's all fenced in. They've got the geothermal warehouse behind it, solar brewery behind it on the other side. I mean, tents, it looks like it's set up for a wedding right now. They've got this big white tent in the middle. It's like Omar Sharif's walking out right now.
Yep. Omar, how are you?
Yeah, so anyway, I just wanted to share a little tip on chicken because it's that time of year when the grilling's going on really big, and chicken is one of the biggest things people like to grill. I personally love to grill chicken breasts with the bone in, skin on, and you have to go kind of low and slow on those if the skin's on. But I leave the skin on, right, for the fat and the moisture.
Right.
But if you want to take that chicken and brine it, okay, here's what you want. 4 cups of water, 6 ounces of honey, 1/4 cup of salt, and put it in a Ziploc bag for about 2 hours.
So how many pieces of chicken are you going to do in that, Bob?
That'll do like 3 or 4 pounds.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That'll do 3 or 4 pounds.
Whatever will fit in the Ziploc bag, about half full.
A big Ziploc or a bowl, you know, it doesn't matter. I use stainless bowls most of the time myself.
Right.
But leave that in there and then pat it dry. And, you know, then depending on how you're going to grill it, what I like to do is really just some salt and pepper on chicken. I would not put anything with any sugar on it. You want to pat it dry so you can get most of that sugar and honey off the skin because it'll blacken really quickly, and you're going to have that on a long time. And I don't mind it too caramelized, but I really don't like to see it all black, and that's the problem with sugar on a coating. That's why you want to brine it and infuse it. So I'd do it an hour and a half in the fridge and leave it out about the last half hour and let it slightly warm up as you're getting ready. But it's chicken, so you don't want to leave it out any more than a half an hour if it's in that brine.
Yeah. You know, we had a family rebellion last week, and I had to cook a bunch of chicken for people. And if you're doing those breasts with the bone in or boneless, either one, they can get a little pricey. And I had about 24 people to feed. So what I did is went and bought the boneless chicken thighs. They're only like 99 cents a pound, but we took...
That's a good price, yeah, the boneless thighs.
And we took and chunked those up and made them into about 1-inch squares like we were going to do a kebab. And actually, that's what I did.
But skewered them.
I skewered them, but that skinless, boneless thigh meat grills up very good. It's a lot less expensive than the breast meat, and people were oohing and aahing over it. You know, all you got to do is season it right and then grill it till it's done. Don't over-grill it because chicken dries out. That's why the brine was there. I did not brine these, but we cooked them till they're done, put the thermometer in there, got them up to 165, and we were good to go, and everybody loved them.
Poked them with your thermal pen.
I did. That's exactly what I did. But it was easy to do. It took a little bit of prep time because I had to quarter them up. You know, they're a chicken, boneless chicken thigh is a pretty good chunk of meat. You want to cut it up in littler pieces because it'll cook quicker and it's easier to serve, and you can, it'll go a lot farther if you cut it up.
Chicken thighs, that's a great tip. Good call, too, on your part, because that is a lot of people don't mess with thighs because very often people don't cook them properly when they're grilling them. It's a tricky little piece to cook. It's got joints and stuff in it. So you'll pull it open and you'll see a little blood vessel in the joint and you'll go, ooh, it's not cooked. Well, it probably is cooked just fine, but getting those joints cooked is the trick. Guess what? If it's boned, there's no problem.
That's right.
And so you eliminate all that trouble.
Yeah, and I cleaned it a little bit, you know, because I knew I was having a lot of ladies and kids there and I didn't want what you just described to happen. So it just took a little bit of time, cut it up in chunk, trimmed it out, and then everybody was like, wow, Uncle Randy, this is great.
And you know, that brine I just gave you could work well for thighs as well.
Absolutely.
And Kudos to Matt Greff, who's just sitting down with us again right now. I'm just trying this blonde, this Belgian. Man, these guys really understand their brewery here. I mean, that's one of the best Belgians I've had. And I love Belgians. I'm a Belgian freak, and a lot of breweries just don't carry it too much. But I'm very happy to know that you've. Do you have that in the bottle?
We do have that in the bottle.
Great.
And we can make
great
sure that
summer
you
beer.
Get
great
a good traveler
beer.
To go with you there. Do we use that term anymore?
Sold.
I think we do.
Yeah. Sold.
Yeah.
It'll be in a case in the trunk.
Exactly.
Hey, Matt, for those that don't know, describe what a Belgian is. It's light on the hops. It's almost a little bit fruity, but not really. Tell us a little bit about how that's made.
Yeah, this one is very, very low hop level. So people who don't like IPAs or that end of the beer spectrum are really going to enjoy this beer. We spice it with orange peel and coriander. So, and it's not just a light entry-level beer. It's a very nice, full-bodied Belgian ale. But instead of getting that hop bitterness, you get kind of a little bit of peppery spiciness from the coriander. And then you get some sweetness and fruitiness from the orange peel. So it just kind of, you know, it's like substituting some nice spices instead of hops.
But the Belgian style really derives from the yeast, right?
It does. The Belgian yeast strains tend to be substantially more fruity than German yeast strains, for example. So a Pilsner is going to be very clean and crisp, but a Belgian ale is going to have a lot more esters.
It's going to taste like a banana peel or something in there a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Hefe sometimes has a little bit
absolutely,
of that.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. And obviously Belgian beers span the entire spectrum, but in general you can make that, you know, make that case that they're going to be a little, they're definitely going to be fruitier and probably less hoppy.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you so much for having us over here today. We've had a ball.
It is.
You've got a wonderful staff, just a great place. If you're ever in the Ann Arbor area, cruise over to Ypsilanti and check out the Corner Bar. You know, I'm sure your one downtown is still very popular and very
nice.
Doing
very well.
This is the place you got to see because I go to a lot of microbreweries, and honestly, you've got the whole package here.
Well, thank you so much.
Parking lot.
It's the Taj Mahal of parking lots.
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
And being out in a beer garden back here on a morning like this,
it's beautiful.
This is kind of a dream come true for us.
I like the tent effect, yeah. And it's just, yeah, evergreens.
Yep, we have wedding here today. We have weddings every Saturday this month.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow. Makes you want to get married again, doesn't it, Jop?
One's enough, thanks.
Okay. No points for Joppy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, thanks again to Matt and Renee Graff from Arbor Brewing Company. And check them out online or just visit them because they're pretty friendly folks and they do understand what they're doing. Next weekend, Jop, we are going to be in Traverse City at Art Van. That is going to be fun because we get to go back to Traverse City and maybe take the wives with us next weekend. Now that I've said it on the air, I guess we're going to do that.
Right. Committed.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's no big deal. That'll be a great time. That's another great city for us to visit. Lots of great breweries, great restaurants in that area. I mean, we're very fortunate in Michigan. We were talking with Matt and Renee. There's now over 110 breweries in Michigan. It seems they're popping up everywhere. And it's really, really a great place to be a man and drink beer. And because of that, it's time for Man Law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man. Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue. The best pasties in Lower Michigan, and some pretty tasty barbecue, too. Today's Man Law is, this code declares that gift giving is acceptable, providing that the gift is manly. That's really important because it's that time of year when a lot of people are having birthdays and whatnot, and you gotta, you know, there's no Christmas presents or anything to buy, but, you know, guys aren't really good at giving each other gifts, so it is acceptable. I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah.
It's one of the lamer man laws, but I wanted to go politically correct since we were railing on the politics so bad.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just start that political correctness right here at the tail end of the show because the first half sure was.
Thanks so much for joining us today at Arbor Brewing Company. We're going to end the show with another Michigan artist, Sonny Bono. Grew up in Detroit. He was born in, I think, 1932, something like that, but he's long past, and this is a great song from those guys. Thanks for joining us.
Listen to us next week when we're up in Traverse City. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.
Charleston was once the rage, on, the beat goes on. The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.